Yo, this scene is wild. But what's crazy about it for me as Chris is I am in the middle of so much stuff. So one is just like everybody's just yelling at my mom. And so I'm just like, yo, you gotta kind of like chill. That's my mama. But also it's like, I don't even really know if my mom's on my side because, she just got the new job. She just got the promotion. So I'm just trying to say like, is she even looking out for us? And so I'm having to battle that just with the people in the room, but also with this new information of everything being shut down the way it is, I have to think about, well, this kind of ruins all my plans. And so, like, when I mentioned Lester, like saying Lester's on it, he's gonna do something, that's kind of me just like, that's the last, like, desperation, last ditch effort to hold on to this whole other plan that I have. And so, what's beautiful about what's written is that you can feel, especially by this time in the play, all this going through Chris with so few words. Like, I only get like just some interjections, some whoa, some hey, some cursing. But I would have really loved to explore. And seeing everybody deal with this situation because it hits each person in this room in a very different way. And I know for Chris, it was just like, okay, but it can't be. It's got to be. Wait, no, hold on. It's just so much like chaos. And I think it's so fascinating seeing chaos and the attempt to understand in the same time.